This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, and a good one to you. Still kind of balmy and nice out there, so you have a nice drive in, you know. But I saw a lot of squad cars out there waiting to stop people for driving just a little bit faster.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Where did you see them?
Sacha Rhodes Conway is thinking about putting cameras in all over the city to catch speeders. Now, okay. I don't agree with those. That's a little more oversight than anyone needs. And I think, you know, getting a speeding ticket in the mail saying that you sped down this particular street night is just, I can't wrap my head around that.
No, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
On University Avenue?
Yeah.
In Middleton?
Yep.
I think it was pretty recently.
To about where you live.
Okay.
I think it was pretty recently. I think it was in Cap Times. They had an article, because there are already some cameras on like streetlights around the city. I don't think they're being used for speed enforcement, but they're up there.
Well, they're going through red lights.
Right.
Sure. Stuff like that. But not that they're what am I trying to say here? There was a large portion of them that are inoperable right now. They're broken.
Oh.
That was what the article was about.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so no worries.
Yeah, exactly. So no worries. So,
well, I thought she was going to add...
As long as you're not running red lights.
Well, the article that I read said that it was about speeding. Mm. Because they're trying to take care of the speeding problem in this town, especially now with the buses, you know, the different lanes used by the buses and cars are trying to change lanes or not drive in the wrong lane.
Well, I do think speeding is a problem in this town.
I don't think it is.
People are
not going fast enough. That's my theory.
No, that's it. That's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that the University Avenue project is done after 20 years or whatever it took to get in the new sewer pipe that goes on for miles and miles, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I never see any cops on there. You can go as fast as you want.
Yeah.
That's what I encourage everybody to do.
How
you can
fast
go
do you
70,
want to go?
80, go ahead.
Yeah, that's
it
what
it doesn't
I'm thinking.
Matter. There's no cops over there anywhere on University. I've never seen a cop in 6 months.
Well, I used to have cops on a regular basis around the UW Credit Union area.
Yeah.
They used to be in that parking lot over there, and then they'd kind of be edging out so they could cross instantly.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I think the two of you should have a drag race down University
Avenue. Maybe so.
Well, we could.
It's nice and paved.
Prius and Gordy in his Subaru.
Well, the thing that bothers me now is, the freeway, Campus Drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've got the notifications up there for your speed.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they have like posted signs now, 35 miles per hour.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
There's no intersections, no lights or anything. It's just it's a freeway.
Well, yes.
Yeah. It's like,
from downtown, if you're going out of town, downtown.
Or anywhere. You just, out of town.
Well,
either
way,
It's just a freeway.
It is.
And there's no reason to go 35 miles per hour. Who am I looking for?
Used to be 45.
A jaywalker? There's no possibility.
There's no pedestrian
traffic
at all.
Yeah, you can't possibly, get over the wall that, Campus Drive is on the outside.
Right.
It's impossible. There's a train track and a wall.
It ought to be 55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
I mean,
I used to go that, but for some reason now I'm starting to, double think about it because they got the signs and they got the blinking speedometer out there. So I'm just like, why are you doing this to us? And that's the problem. They're always trying to keep the speed limits down really too low, so everybody feels guilty driving too fast.
Did I ever tell you about
There's a tension with guilt trips that I don't like.
Yeah.
All right.
Did I ever tell you about the first time I got a speeding ticket?
No.
No.
Oh, well, I cried afterward.
You cried?
Well, that's nice.
Were you crying while the cop was writing it out?
No, it was like later when I got home and I had to confront my parents about it.
I'm sorry. Oh. I got a speeding ticket.
Well, I thought that they were going to be like really, really mad at me or something, but...
They felt guilty, you know. They would have gotten mad at you had you not, you know, been crying like a little baby.
Hey, that's my secret on how to get out of it, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
What is this text we got in here?
Red light and speed cameras are illegal.
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. There
they are.
There's a small pilot program proposed in Milwaukee to make them legal, but I don't know if it actually happens. So speed all you want for now.
That's what I said. I mean, come on.
That's, yeah.
People are going too slow.
The thing that I don't like about speeding is if there's just one person going like 15, 20 miles an hour faster than the rest of traffic. That's what I don't like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that would be me.
Yeah, me too. Sorry. Get out of my way.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a look at the weather here this morning. It's really cloudy.
You know, it's the jackass that drives slow, and they there's somebody next to them that's driving just as slow, but they don't speed up.
Yeah, and they take up both lanes.
Exactly.
And you're just just move over.
Yeah. That's when Mad Max starts coming out.
Oh, it's a good day for speeding. 46 degrees and cloudy skies this morning. We're done with the rain, and looks like a good weekend ahead. But what's the afternoon high going to be?
What is that all about?
Let's get the one-arm bandit out.
Yeah.
Let's get the slot machine. I talked to my sister yesterday. Every time she goes to the casino, she wins a couple $100.
Wow.
It's just amazing.
You can tell her you just won some pennies here.
52 degrees is our expected high today, and looking good for... the weekend, too. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot a little bit later on. Yeah, I don't know what her secret is, but the only thing she tells me, she goes to the oldest machines in any casino she goes to. All the older ones that they tuck off into the corner that are slower. And so all the new machines, you lose your money so fast, and they're so expensive. You just,
That's a tip right there.
Yeah.
So where does she go?
Ho-Chunk, but she also goes down to Dubuque, whatever's down there, and they travel all over the place going to the casinos. Really?
Well, that's the tour, I guess. Wow.
So, anyway.
Wait till Beloit opens up.
Oh, yeah. When is that expected?
I'm not really sure.
I don't know have they started construction on that? I have no idea.
I have no idea. Yeah. But finally, it's been approved, so.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, yesterday is like watching the S show. You know, see, now we could use the S word for describing what we're watching and unfold before our very eyes about the next administration and the people inhabiting it. It is a true S show. I've never seen anything like this. Every moment that I walk by the TV screen, they're announcing some other person that is just so... incredibly unqualified.
Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr.
RFK Jr. just
Gates.
Stunned me again. Along they were saying that they're going to try to keep him in the background, an advisor. Now he's in charge of HHS, a man who has killed 80-some people on his advice.
Yeah. They still have to be confirmed by the Senate, sort of.
Sort of, yeah. The Senate was at a three Republican majority now, right? I think something like that.
So in his last administration, he just had like a ton of acting people in these positions, right? If he wants the same people in his administration, can he just like remove them from one position and put them into another and then like swap people around so their titles change and they never actually need to get confirmed?
He can do anything he wants now. Nobody's going to stop him.
The acting positions were just, mind-boggling at the time. If you're not going to approve them, I'm just going to put these unqualified people in anyway. And then I'm going to play it. Maybe we'll play it today. I can send you the cut. It's Matt out doing a little thing on the previous administration that Trump had. And all of these heads of agencies had to either quit for illegal actions.
Right.
And all of them, but none by the Justice Department were prosecuted.
No criminal charges, but they did
criminal actions where they actually quit because of the criminal action, but no one prosecuted them. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I got to play this cut. It's just stunning.
All right.
It is stunning.
We'll get to that, but
yeah,
we need to check out the National Day calendar. We'll just breeze through it today.
Sure.
Is it or is it not National Raisin Bran Cereal Day?
Uh-huh.
Is it National Antiques and Collectibles Day or National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day?
Wow.
National Bunt Day?
Yeah.
Bunt. National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, National Philanthropy Day, or
wow.
American Recycles Day. Which one is not belonging in the
Raisin Bran Day?
You are wrong. It is National Raisin Bran Day.
Gosh. See, I have to take the first step. Okay, go ahead.
Come on, Sam.
There was too many, but whatever you said second, I thought was wrong.
National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day?
Sure, let's go with that.
No, it is National Spicy Hermit. Yes. But it is not National Antiques and Collectible Day. That was the
I think we're going to break some ground this morning.
You think so?
We're going to find out about some weird things that I've never heard of
before. Okay, Raisin Bran. Are you a fan or not? People either love
Big
it or hate
fan.
It.
I eat it almost every day.
Do you?
Almost.
Yeah. I don't eat it that much, but I eat it two or three times a week.
Yeah, that's about how much I eat it.
That's good.
Yeah.
National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day. I don't know what it
is. Oh, my God. Tell us what that is.
All right. That's some sort of weird cookie. Let's see.
Yes.
It looks actually pretty good. Reminiscent of autumn spices. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Considered an old-fashioned cookie, its spice comes from cinnamon, cloves, allspice, and sometimes nutmeg. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they also put raisins or nuts or dates in it. Dates back to New England area in the 1880s. Okay?
So what kind of cookie does that sound like to you?
Not anything I'd really want at all. Yeah. It's just sickening. And
I would try it. It doesn't
really?
Sound
it's
half
like
bad.
Too many things.
Yeah, too much.
Like, it sounds a little bit like a ginger snap.
Yeah, maybe.
I love ginger snaps.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
National Bundt Day. You like your Bundt cakes?
Not really.
No, we don't. No. National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. That's pretty much self-explanatory.
Yeah.
One day a year. Clean out your refrigerator.
Well, you're waiting a little long to get the old stuff out.
The science experiments out. And put them away. National Philanthropy Day, so, help out a good cause. And American Recycles Day. We're into recycling, right, around here?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Recycling bins and everything. It's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. When we come back, Sam will go over the history book days things.
Great. Fantastic.
Stuff that happened way back when and stuff.
That were more interesting.
All right.
Don't go back. Yakety yak, yakety yak. Yakety yak, yakety yak.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's a gas!
92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Good morning. It's cloudy and 46 degrees, highs and low 50s today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when Alfred E. Newman was just, testing the laws to see if he could succeed as a vocalist. Close.
That's what that's from, huh?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
That was, and that was one of those cardboard records.
Like the kind that you would get in the magazine?
Yes, in the magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still have that.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
They should. The Onion should have it.
We'll talk about the Onion buying the
Onion.
The InfoWars.
That's
a crazy story.
That's how what's-his-name would... Right? Yeah.
Oignon.
Oignon. Oh, Julian?
Yeah, Julian.
Our official pronunciation expert.
It would be Oignon.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get to the history books in a moment, first, Mark has been waiting on the line. Mark, what do you got for us this morning? Good morning.
Yeah, well, you kind of distracted me a little bit with the Mad Magazine. The Mad Magazine, I can remember a Mad Magazine, a little tune, Catch Your Eye, Catch Your Eye.
Yes.
Trying to get teach attention to get to the bathroom. But Sid, thinking of the new health secretary for Donald Trump.
Yes.
And I mean, and I'm just wondering that we've had a hard enough time, you know, that vaccination rates are going down and infant mortality is going up and women's mortality is going up, and that the whole anti-vaxxing that he's been preaching for this while, he said, well, he's not going to be anti-vax now. But I saw yesterday what Pfizer and Moderna stock just dropped.
Oh, really?
No.
Came through. And that, what's going to happen now? Are we going to welcome back smallpox and polio and all these things we thought we had eradicated? Because from what I've read, smallpox is extremely contagious. I mean, it's an airborne contagion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That are we going to see, you know, you're certainly not going to, you know, kids are not going, you're not sending your child off to school and coming back a different sex, but we're certainly going to be sending kids off to school unvaccinated and bringing home God knows what, you know, that new strain of what disease coming out, and that, because us three old guys, we all have the smallpox scar on our shoulder.
I don't
know they still are even vaccinated for smallpox anymore. But it flares up in other countries, and polio's flared up in other countries. And
he killed off a whole bunch of people on his advice in another country. I can't remember.
RFK Jr.
look up that
did.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing here is, and we can't really say that he'll be in that position for 4 years. No one ever lasts in the Trump administration for more than 3 or 4 months.
Seems
and let's
like
hope
it.
That's true of RFK Jr. But what he is going to do is undermine public health for the entire country, and they're going to beat that to death for 4 years. So people won't have any faith in public health anymore.
Yeah, and that was one of the big victories we've had in this country is public health, because when they bust all of us kids off, or right in the school there, they gave us our vaccinations right there in the school, and
people
had confidence in the public health. And it is, you know, the evil part of me sometimes, I just wish is all these federal societies and the Heritage Foundation and the whole Trump clan and all their little sycophants and toadies, you know, are having a big old feat in the it's someplace, and Poe's Red Death sweeps through them, and because we've read that story, Mask of Red Death.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if you intended it as allegory, but I certainly have thought of it as allegory. That if these people think they're going to escape all the evils they're going to unleash on the world, that the evils eventually come back and bite you on the ass.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, I appreciate
right.
it. And,
Mark, thank
you. You know, I thought there were enough megas that didn't make it through COVID. their herd immunity that they so demonstrated to all of us. I thought, at least that'll take care of the margin of error.
We got fresh ones now. Gen Z megas.
Yeah, we've
new
got
fresh
new ones.
Crop, yeah.
People influenced.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, seeing, you know, some positive in people dying off.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right, guys.
Thanks for putting it into perspective for us.
Yeah, jeez.
Hey, let's check the history books
here. I guess
here.
I shouldn't think out loud like
time
that.
Time to open up the book.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
man.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm out of vaccination for this.
Yeah. Gordy, are you okay?
No, not
got
to
get an iron lung in this studio.
Please, help me. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
Let's
what
see
happened?
What we got in the books today. Today in 1867, the stock ticker, the very first one, comes to Wall Street.
Oh, boy, what a day that must have been.
Yeah.
One ticker tape.
Yeah, the very first one. Have you ever seen a real ticker tape parade?
No.
No.
Oh.
I mean, you know, we've seen reels of
right? I've seen pictures
seen
of it.
Movies
yeah.
of it.
Right.
Oh.
I think it'd be cool to see. They don't have actual tape anymore.
Well,
so
I have a feeling that's going to happen to us, you know, when they finally celebrate our second anniversary.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
let's see. Today in 1904, King C. Gillette, he patents the disposable blade safety razor.
Oh, Gillette. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. That's, you know, they're against that. A lot of, you know, environmentalists are against the
Disposable
blades.
Blades?
What? Yeah, because, you know, they fill up the landfills. It's plastic. A lot of these things are plastic in case.
Right. The handles. I actually started using like an old fashioned safety razor like this, where it's just the metal blade.
Because
blades are so expensive and they've got the plastic on them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can buy like a pack of 100 like safety razor blades like this for $5-10.
Right. I don't think safety is part of the plan.
We'll discuss this.
Do you actually use a shaving lotion for that? Because you'd have to.
Shaving lotion?
I've just shaving used like cream? Soap pretty much.
Okay.
I don't really use shaving cream.
I don't know. Shaving cream or shaving lotion. You know, just you pat it on and it makes it glide over your skin without.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it seems like you're making it so far.
Yeah.
All right.
What else do we got?
Yeah.
Elvis's first movie. Yes. That came out today in 1956, Love Me Tender.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. I was in the theater when we saw that movie.
Is that right?
With my sister, because she insisted on seeing that, and she was crying at the end of that movie.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, man. All right. They waited until the end to sing that song.
Okay.
Of course. It's the title of the movie. You got to keep them waiting.
Yeah, okay. They did in those days.
6:29, John and Gordy in the Morning continues in a moment.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Grapehead gets me every time.
I know.
Who says that?
I know.
Only Mo Howard.
You're right. And I remember going through all of my old Three Stooges cards, trading cards that I collected, and I just loved their shows, and I thought they were funny.
But it was all slapstick, but they had some really funny lines.
They
like
did,
that.
And a lot of visual.
Effects.
Sound
effects. Tons of sound effects.
And just the fact that it just seemed like it would be painful. Whatever they did, it was painful. I don't know how they got away with that.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, this is 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's a cloudy start, and we'll see some sunshine, highs in the low 50s. 608-879-8255 is our number. You can call us there. You can text us there. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Again, 879-TALK.
Just thinking about it, mentioning that, you know, as the 21st century rolled around, we were getting dumber.
Yes. Well, we've dumbed down pretty
intelligence much. Declined.
As much as we can.
As we're progressing into the 21st century. What is happening? You know, a lot of people are saying that this is the wake-up call that a lot of people need. Because they're not really listening to what other people are saying. You know, the warning signs are all there. Okay. We've said what we can say and should have said, but no one cares. They just, you know, let's just try something new. You know,
we're apathetic to the point of, let's hand the keys over to him again.
We've done this. Yeah. Now let's try that.
Yeah.
You know, we had a roaring economy since COVID.
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough because no one believed that it was a roaring economy. And then everybody had the complaints that everybody has had complaints for at least 40 or 50 years that I've been alive. You know, the fact that, yeah, you can't afford a house. It's tough to buy a house.
Right.
Gee, you're just waking up to that now? Or, oh, food prices have gone up.
Yeah.
No, you didn't notice that before? You know, all of these things that were just normal. And because of greedflation, you know, producers, manufacturers of food saw the need to at least increase prices even more.
Yeah.
And that's the greed part of it, because, of course, supply chains were short. So anyway, the whole thing here was that these are normal activities of an economy. But everybody panicked and everybody thought, well, let's change the suit. Let's change everything completely. Let's just go wild.
John, until things either continue, well, I shouldn't say continue getting worse, until things either get worse for the people who voted for Trump and or don't get any better, I don't think their minds are going to change.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the big, big corporations, they're fat and happy. They're just going to get richer and richer.
Oh, they're going to love this. This is a taking.
They're like, we've got it done now. We're just going to make money hand over fist.
I mean, look what's
screw
happening,
the little
you know?
People.
We've got Elon.
Yeah.
Who is going to be on the outside of government, because now that's the new style.
you don't want to be a part of it.
Trump thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take people from outside the government and change government based on what they say.
Yeah.
But he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Trump was a billionaire at one time. Of course, he's broke now, but everybody still considers him a billionaire. He knows what he's doing.
But he's buddy-buddy with Elon, so he's got all the money
exactly.
He needs. He doesn't need any more
he's got
money.
The big money backers,
yes.
The billionaires. But the Eulines, you know, I saw the sun. Wow. Where is that?
What?
All right.
Eulines?
Yeah, the Eulines.
Okay.
I've got, let's see here. Get my photos up here. There is a list of donors for the party, and it was just shocking. The Eulines.
Well, they're up there, aren't they?
We're one of the biggest contributors ever, and... Well, let's see here.
They do a nice job on their catalogs, I got to say. Somehow I got on there.
I agree.
If you're into catalogs, like the old days, remember you used to get a lot of Sears catalogs, Montgomery Ward's, and all those catalogs right before Christmas, great big thick catalogs. They still do that. Eulines. How do you pronounce it? Eulines?
Eulines.
Okay. Yeah, but lots of stuff that I could care less about, but they make a nice catalog.
It's fun to
look at. Well, I can't find this, but the whole thing here is that when you get an LLC, and I've created one myself, and my wife just did as well, you get a gigantic Uline catalog in the mail.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in the world in there.
It's a size. It's a Christmas catalog size thing that people used to get in the mail way back when.
Yeah.
And it's just obscene. And they think I'm going to order from these guys. You know, they were bigger donors, by the way. This is it. This is the thing. They were a bigger donor than Elon was.
No kidding.
Yeah. That's the shocker.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they have anything you need if you've got a manufacturing company. You know, industrial strength cleaners. They've got pallets.
They've got a lot of great supplies.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
tons
that they don't. I mean, they're good at their business. Yeah. My brother was a big executive at Uline.
Wow. Do you talk to him anymore?
He turned into a mega, right?
Soft mega.
Soft mega. Man.
He couldn't understand why anybody would want to use a girl's bathroom if they were a boy in high school.
Okay.
So I said, you know, really, this is what
top
you're
of mind?
Basing your entire opinion about the U.S. economy on? Okay. All right. You know, people pick the weirdest little things that drives them mad, I guess.
They do.
But let's get into one of the stories that we have here in
Idiocracy.
Trump targets nonprofits.
why not?
Legislation that would have handed President-elect Donald Trump sweeping power to investigate and shutter news outlets, government watchdogs, humanitarian organizations, and other nonprofits was defeated in the House of Representatives, oddly. I mean, you know, there are Democrats there currently. But, yeah, just a few left. Representative Rashid Tlaib said the NAACP, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, no organization would be safe. Trump would have the authority if this thing were passed. Now, I bet it's going to get passed, right? This is going to go through. Trump would have the authority to unilaterally strip nonprofits of their tax-exempt status by deeming them, get this, supporters of terrorism.
Okay.
You can
imagine. Not expecting that.
CBS, supporter of terrorism. Remember, he's talked about, you know, pulling the license of CBS, and ABC, and MSNBC.
And PBS.
Yes.
Know. Yeah.
So the bill contained a 90-day cure period in which a designated nonprofit can mount a defense. But that's just a mere illusion of due process. The government may deny organizations its reasons and evidence against them, leaving the nonprofit unable to deny the allegations. Sounds a little one-way, doesn't it? Yeah. So, you know, they can accuse you, right, then you have to defend yourself, but they don't have to accuse you of what they suspect you of doing or the proof that they have that you've done it. So you can't defend yourself. You don't know what they're talking about, in other words.
Yeah. The fix is in, then.
The fix is absolutely in.
Wow.
This is... You know, we've been looking at Project 2025 like we know it all now, right? 900 pages. We've read it.
Yeah.
We're there.
Right.
Nope. They've got other things
More secret plans.
Remember, the guy did say we have other plans too, but we just don't want to reveal them at this point. And one of them is going after nonprofits. Wow, there's a deal.
Doesn't seem like that was a really great idea.
No, well, it's a good idea for them because they don't believe in anything that's fair.
But the thing is, nonprofits do all the work that government programs should be doing, you know, but they fill in a lot of
the blanks.
Isn't the Heritage Foundation a nonprofit, or am I wrong about that?
I'm not sure.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you're a nonprofit. If you're a nonprofit they don't agree with and are targeting, boom, you're out of there.
Yeah.
So this is a way of clearing out the the woke stuff.
Yeah, right. That's it.
Because what?
Get rid of that.
You know, I'm going to do the Buttigieg thing.
Yeah.
Well, what's the opposite of woke?
Right.
Conservative.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way to go then. Boy. All right.
Pete Buttigieg was on MSNBC last night with Lawrence
O'Donnell.
Yeah,
I missed it too,
but we got to go back and check
that
out.
Yeah, get his impressions of what's going on with all of these designated department heads. Whoo, boy. I don't know. There should be a show, a TV show, someday in the future.
Really?
Based on a premise like this. Now, I don't know if you ever watched it, but in the old days, they had a show that was called That's My Bush.
Excuse me?
What's it about?
George W. Bush.
Okay.
And I think it was Timothy Bottoms played George.
Okay.
In a very dysfunctional White House.
This is like a sitcom?
Yes, it was a sitcom. It was a season.
I don't remember
that. It
was a
season long. Okay. Yeah, it was crazy stuff. That's My Bush. And I'm wondering if something like that won't happen, you know, with That's My Trump.
I don't know.
Well, it could.
I'm sure they're workshopping it right now in Hollywood, and getting that on HBO or wherever.
Yeah, they would have to, because it is that important.
Oh, imagine so. Yeah, this portion of the John and Gordy Show, let me just remind you of something.
Go ahead. Okay, I know you've been thinking about this for a long time.
You know, I've been contemplating and telling everybody, but again, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Yeah.
We got a text.
Go ahead.
We got a text from Mark about the nonprofit thing and going after them if they're designated as terrorist organizations. Mark says, "How is that even close to constitutional?" That's the thing, Mark. It's not.
They don't care about the Constitution.
Well,
come on.
Yeah. You know, Trump
out the window.
he's found out he can do anything he wants because the legal system just isn't set up for people to challenge it.
Especially when you avalanche him with legal, you know, you just bring out the lawyers and
exactly.
clog up the system. That's the way to win.
Yeah. Well, we got another one here. This is the Department of Efficiency story that I've been holding off on. Again, this is an outside group now.
The Department of Efficiency that needs two department heads?
Yes, two.
It's just, you can tell Saturday Night Live is just going to have a field day with this, right?
Yeah.
The Department of Inefficiency or Efficiency?
It is so ridiculous. These people, they say these things, they post these things, and none of it makes any sense, but they don't even understand that. Mm. The simple fact that they don't get it, all right? One of the things that I think was funny, one of the funniest tweets that I saw was from Elon Musk, saying that we're out there, we're going to create a very efficient government. We're going to work overtime creating an efficient government. And I'm thinking, do you know that if you work overtime, you get pay and a half, right?
Well, Elon doesn't need the money.
It costs more.
Yeah.
So if they work overtime, it's going to cost us more.
Maybe that's their plan, is they're going to get rid of overtime. Then you don't need to pay people as much. That's pretty efficient.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, it's crazy stuff. Okay. I don't have time to what? 1 minute.
You just kept Time's talking flying. about the story and not actually got to the story itself.
Well, that's a new that's way new of reading way. Our story.
Okay. We're just going to do that now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, next hour, you know, we're going to get to how people are bending that knee to Trump, okay?
Oh, boy.
And then there is a story about cartel members shooting at border guards in Tulsi is a Russian agent, and the ACA opponents are finding out that it's not so good if they get sick.
That's cramming a lot in there. We got a lot coming up.
Not only that, but Trump is a mob boss.
Yeah.
Right?
That's great. This is crazy stuff.
It is. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, and we've always got great uplifting news for you.
We do. Yes, we do. And I want to remind everybody, Monday, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us.
Yeah.
He does that about once a month, and he'll be giving us his ideas about what happened with the election and how things should go. Going forward,
you know, the fact that, you know, he's been around a long time, right?
Yeah.
You know, we get the sage advice
right
from Paul Soglin, but nothing like this has ever happened.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I remember him saying once that when Nixon was elected, he thought that the world was gonna end,
right?
I wonder what he thinks now.
Well, we'll find out on Monday.
All right, let's get to the mob boss situation because this is a different angle. On what we've been talking about all along here is we were talking fascism is rolling in and Trump is the fascist, right? And a lot of people that have worked with him are calling him a fascist. He does everything that a fascist would do. But here's another opinion, though, and it says not so much a fascist. Only Trump is not a true fascist. Fascism requires allegiance to the state, which Trump lacks.
Right.
The biggest threat to the U.S. is not fascism, but mafia state autocracy.
Mm.
Not 20th century style dictatorship, but controlled demolition by a billionaire criminal network abetted by complicit actors within the U.S. government. Now, we're getting all of these millionaires in power taking over the government. And their friends, too, a once billionaire individual that's crazy and is a malignant narcissist and is, you know, I guess you would say that he is a sociopath, right?
I wouldn't disagree with that.
This is all very, very true. So anyway, let me go on with this theory. Okay. The strongman theory was always a straw man. For over a half century, Trump has operated within a transactional, organized crime network whose goal is to strip the U.S. down and sell it for parts, much like the oligarch raids after the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Yes.
They have been aided in the endeavor by institutions. In particular, the Department of Justice, which has long protected Trump, and by members of the Democratic Party serving as controlled opposition. All right? So this is kind of all working in sync for some reason. Many Americans did not want to believe this final twist. It's harder to reckon with the betrayal and you know, from a guy who lies constantly. Now,
It seems a lot like when Boris Yeltsin left and Putin got elected.
Yeah.
And then he came in with all the oligarchs. And
good comparison. You know,
and he just started taking over.
Yeah.
And created his own government within the government, and all his protectors and all of his secret army and all of that. That kind of feels like the same thing's about to happen. And he's got Putin in his ear and in fact, under his control, seems like.
I think once Trump didn't have his dad to bail him out of all these bad situations he was in, Trump went to Russia and he courted Russian oligarchs to invest in this, in his businesses in this country.
In Trump Tower, too.
And to money launder, mafia money as well. And I think that's even touched on a little bit in the Apprentice movie that I recommend everybody see to kind of understand how all of this started and how Trump has taken it to the 10th level. So anyway, I think that's what it's all about. My wife has always said that this guy worked with so many mob bosses and laundered so much money and did that also with the Russian oligarchs, that is how he operates. That's his system of operation. And now he has taken that to another level, of course, as the president of the United States. Yeah. And we're going to see... with this second administration, we're going to see something that we've never seen before.
Yeah, he had a dry run here, you know, with the first term, realized how things really work on the inside, what didn't work. And now he's coming in with a whole new team crazy mob people and Russians.
People he thought he could trust in the first administration actually stopped him from going absolutely nuts and crazy and injuring most Americans. Yeah. Now he thought, well, you know what? I'm still going to injure everybody that I possibly can as long as I can make some money out of it.
That's the thing.
And that's, and Ilana has seen a way to do that as well. And then we have Tulsi Gabbard, who has been touted on Russian media that she is a Russian agent. And we can get to that later. So it's just...
she's going to be an intelligence head?
Yeah. We have audio on it, but it's all in Russian, so
we got to translate it.
But we'll tell the story. We'll tell the story.
Okay.
And just sit around the fire. And
why not? It's John and Gordy's Fireside Chat.
That's right. That's right. Storytelling.
And Rocker will join us in our 7 o'clock hour with the Max Inc. preview. It's all straight ahead on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Everybody's talking. It's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.